News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
And good morning, North State. It's Thursday. It's not Carl and Linda. It's Trish Clark and
Sharon Clark.
The two Clarks, one with an E
and one without. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. So it's Thursday morning, and it's 72 degrees in downtown Reading and smoky, and we are looking for weather today of a high in near 98, a little bit of wind, not bad, and low tonight about 71. On Friday, we're looking at a high of near 99, or only 93.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so we're going to have a little cooler, I guess, and a 20% chance of showers on Friday night. Saturday, we're looking at 94 and 67 on Saturday night. So we're looking at smoke still all over the area, and that's not good. The weather is always is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. So we got all kinds of things to talk about this morning. Bob?
Busy good morning, Bob. Of course, as soon as I get the information, I'll give you the latest update on the wildfires. And there's no, people want to know what one number can they call to get all the fire information. Well, there isn't one because there's so many different agencies. And right now we have 50 major wildfires all over the state with very little containment. They're having to prioritize. I can tell you that last check, there was no immediate threat to any structures within the sound of my voice, but of course that can change, and you want to kind of keep your eyes open. But a lot of smoke this morning, but when the update comes in the morning briefing with the multi-agency group out there at near Reading Municipal Airport, we'll pass that along.
Okay, and there is, there are, as you drive around, be aware there are all kinds of equipment that's coming through the North State. On at any given moment, there'll be a strike team of engines and they're from all different agencies, OES engines, Forest Service engines, Cal Fire, and you're going to get strike teams from all over the state. Whatever fire department,
seen them from many other states too,
and many other states as they're coming in here, and it's kind of interesting how that works. They put these strike teams together, and they put out a call through the National Dispatch Center, and they need a leader and a this and a that and
that's
what have
crazy.
You. And
yeah.
These people all just get in their cars and head to a destination and form up a team and take over a fire.
These are incident management teams, or Type 1, Type 2 incident management teams, and we've got several. Right now, we are the big show in the nation as far as fire is concerned, so that's why you're seeing engines from Arizona, we're starting to see them coming in from even further out. But I saw the Arizona Hotshots, not the group that was in New Mexico, the group that was lost. But some Hotshots from Arizona. We're seeing aircraft that don't normally fly around here, including military aircraft that are adapted for firefighting. So there are a lot of assets being put on the fires and everything. Later on in the morning, I will get you an update on the current situation. I do want to tell everybody that this portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, ranked a top 100 hospital in the nation for 3 years in a row. Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Well, I got to take a trip to Shelter Cove last weekend, and which was amazing, but came back through Clear Lake area.
Uh-huh.
The day before they closed the road, the Highway 20 to Williams there, and got to really view a lot of what was going on and a lot of these strike teams and a lot of engines by the side of the road and trying to, you know, prepare for evacuations. And, of course, the winds were just so high. And I decided not to come back through 299 just because I knew that we had so much going on up there. And so, yeah, it was just in the next day they closed that same road I was on. So just...
And from over there, then you have to go a long way around.
Yeah.
That's a big trip.
Yeah.
I think you have to go clear down into Napa to get around and get out.
Yeah, if you
get
can't
out,
get through there, yeah.
Exactly.
And so just thinking about all those firefighters and their families and wishing them well and hoping we get some rain this weekend that might help them in their endeavors because, boy, it just sounds like, you know, I had a family member call and ask if we were okay because it seems like, you know, the state's on fire. You know, and that's kind of the news that's going to the East Coasters, you know, that California is basically, I think Governor Brown's at a tinderbox right now. So
well, and you know, let's be real, we are so dry, you know, just your own yards and the amount we've cut back in watering, things are dry and brittle, and we just can only say to be very, very cautious. Mm-hmm. I know people probably get tired of hearing, if you're towing any kind of a vehicle or a trailer, just be real careful that you don't have any metal dragging or a tailgate off or just any little thing that's going down the road. And for God's sakes, and I know people get tired of me saying this, but I continue to see it. If you're still a smoker, do not throw a cigarette out of your car
it's
window.
It's that little of a thing. You know,
it's amazing. And I continue to see people going down the freeway, and all of a sudden you'll see that spark come out of the
side of the car. Yeah, and we definitely don't need...
No.
And you know that it is like, you know, I don't know if nice to hear is the word, but you know, this isn't human error. These are lightning strikes and I just have no patience when it's human error and people are out doing stuff that they shouldn't be doing.
I would
say
I have even less patience with the idiots who are setting fires. How about that woman?
Oh gosh, yeah. To show her boyfriend. Like I think it was like I'll show him.
Yeah, or the gentleman down in, I use that term loosely, of course, down in the Bay Area who 30 arson fires he had set. Fortunately, none of them took off, but he could have murdered people with a match. Give me a break.
Yeah. Well, and you know, almost every year over many years, I can remember that at some point, if we're not having a fire season, somebody wants a job, and they'll go out and start some fires.
Oh, I've heard that one, too.
And they come down and find out who it is, and the reason was... Because I really wanted to go to work, and I hadn't, you know, and so all kinds of strange things happen. But boy, it's just begun. I'm afraid. If you remember, we do this August, September, our worst fire months, and we're just getting started in that. And a lot of time it's way into November before we're actually cleaning up from all this.
Yeah, and
so.
I think you know if you haven't been part of a firefighting family, I've been very close to some. Firefighters in my time, and you know, if you see these men and women around town, you know, getting lunch, and I know Trader Joe's has supported them and paid for lunches. You know, it's just like military. You know, thank them for their time. These people are sleeping in the dirt. You know, not comfortable, not bathing. I mean, it is a huge. You don't realize the undertaking of what goes into this. It is like a military event to get this stuff done.
Later today, a solemn ceremony where the body of the fallen firefighter will be escorted to Redding so he can be transported back to back to his home, Idaho. I think.
North Dakota.
Yeah.
And, or South Dakota.
Father of two.
Yeah.
Young man, father of two.
Victim of the Frog Fire. And by the way, there is a fire weather watch out because of dry lightning thunderstorms today, so we ain't out of the woods, so to speak.
Oh, no. It's only just begun. And that, you know, that's one of the realities of fighting fire. I, you know, as most of you know, certainly have a huge history of firefighting families. My husband was the North Zone Air Operation Officer for many years, a lead plane pilot. Mm-hmm. And so I lived fire most of my adult life. Mm-hmm. Fire season is, you don't plan anything else. You vacation in December.
That's right. A lot of firefighters do have snowmobiles and their winter sports.
Absolutely,
fanatics,
because
so.
From the 1st of June until, as I indicate, I can remember many Thanksgiving dinners. With no men at the table because they were all out fighting fire. And then my son is a captain for the Consumers Fire Department in Elk Grove. So I continue
Absolutely.
With the whole firefighter mindset.
Yeah.
And I worked many years at dispatch, in extended dispatch when we had these major fires.
Mm-hmm.
And so there wasn't anything else to do in the summertime, so I'd go sit out there for 12 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
And so the fire involvement, the family really, it becomes a whole family event.
It really is, and I think we're so grateful to have, people sending teams from other places. And so if you see them around the community,
thank
them for their service. Be looking out for them, and, let's get through this as a community and do what we need to do. So
there you go. And we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
It's Ladybot and the Bluebirds in Elements Lounge inside Wind Rivers Resort and Casino August 6th from 7 to 9 p.m. Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me for Romance on the River as I sing my favorite songs from the American Songbook, jazz standards with great musicians like Pat Karch on piano, Bobby Veramontes on drums, Bruce Kalin on bass, and my special guest Paul Sen on trumpet. Call for reservations at 243-3377. That's Ladybot and the Bluebirds August 6th.
This summer, we can all save energy and money together. Your Redding Electric Utility would like to remind you that you may qualify for one of the many rebates available for upgrading your appliances, adding insulation and window screens, or making other energy-saving improvements to your home or business. Please visit reupower.com to learn how you may earn a credit on your electricity bill. Save energy, save money. Remember, reupower.com, brought to you by REU, where Redding is powerful together.
This is Jonathan Anderson, Director of the Good News Rescue Mission. In response to the concerns of our community caused by the recent recession, changes in our state law, prolonged drug problems, and an increase in mental health issues, the mission has examined its policies and practices in order to take a proactive approach. We have developed great incentive programs to help keep people off the streets and to help them break the cycle of poverty. However, we have also implemented strict policies to deter those who are criminally active and bent on destruction in our community. Any guests who are caught loitering, stealing, or panhandling will have an alert placed on their electronic account and will be denied services until they speak with a case management team to address their negative behaviors. Last year, with these efforts, we helped 250 people break their cycle of poverty and are no longer on the streets of Shasta County. To help break the cycle of poverty in our community, please visit us at gnrm.org.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
Allen and Dahl Funeral Chapels are locally owned and family operated since 1978. Our goal is to assist you with your questions and decisions in difficult times, treating you with respect, care, and understanding, as we would with our own family. We have a reputation for being honest and compassionate, and our rates being very reasonable. We have a menu of various services, from cremation to traditional paths. Let us be there for you and help you with the questions you may have, even if you have already chosen another chapel service. That's just the kind of people we are. Always there for you. Allen and Dahl, with three locations to serve you, Redding, Anderson, and Palisadro. For more information or questions, call 547-4444. That's 547-4444. Allen and Dahl. Family helping family.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM. A
Okay, and welcome back. This is Trish Clark and
Sharon Clark. Thanks for joining us this morning.
And we're just having a kind of an open line period here this morning, talking about whatever. You know, Sharon, one of the things, a while back, we got some, there was something that came down from the White House, and I've forgotten what it was, but the conversation about everybody was, is that there's another attack towards the military, that they're trying to take away the guns from these people returning from military service. And I don't remember exactly what the legislation was, mm-hmm. or new ruling or what have you. But just recently, I've come across two incidences where this whole thing has kind of been brought to bear. One of them is a young man who served over in Iraq and Afghanistan. And while he was over there, and this is a true story.
Okay.
While he was over there, he went through divorce. Which I'm, you know, a lot of this stuff happens. And he was having a hard time accepting that and what have you. And he went in for some counseling, mental health services.
Which we're encouraging all of our service folks to do.
You know, don't just live with this. Talk mm-hmm. it through. Do what you have to do to get through these instances. So now he's been sent home and he's been released. And he went to get a hunting license. And he's having a really hard time getting a hunting license because this thing from the mental health has popped up in his background. There was nothing involved with a gun. There was nothing involved with a restraining order. There was nothing involved with anything.
No threats or anything like that.
Exactly. No. He was clear over there. She was clear over here. And now he's been some time trying to get a hunting license because he's had this mental health involvement.
So now we're going to discourage our military folks from seeking mental health treatment because now it's going to follow them into civilian life.
Exactly. Well, another instance where unfortunately, military life is hard on the whole family, and it's not, unfortunate to say, but it's just not all that unusual when someone's in the military service that their spouse is not waiting for them, and they get the proverbial Dear John letter.
Yeah.
Another young man who was married and went through a divorce, and he was stationed in the United States, and now he's being transferred to another country. And he's trying to do a simple thing, like, same deal, went through some mental health counseling mm-hmm. when he was going through his divorce and what have you. Now he's in this other country, and he's high up. He's like a gunnery sergeant. I mean, he's not an enlisted man
right.
anymore. And they're having a hard time getting his clearance at his new station for even his own personal email setup and what have you. Bingo. Once again, from the mental health involvement. And now he's a security clearance risk.
Oh my gosh.
I mean,
and
I read his post and he said, come on. I went through a divorce. I sought some counseling. I'm not a terrorist.
Wow.
And that's how I'm being treated because now I can't get my security clearance that I've had for the last 15 years.
That's really unfortunate. So we have these hypersensitive systems in place now, you know, because I think, you know, we have had these issues where we've had some folks not have the support in the military and have acted out and have, you know, had some trauma. But now the pendulum's swinging too far the other way, so now we're going to discourage them. That's really unfortunate.
It really was bothering me, and I kind of searched out and talked to a couple of people. I actually talked to one of the mothers of one of the gentlemen that was going through this incident, and I thought, well, so what they said, and of course we all know, any of us that are paying attention know that there's a big push to take our guns away from us, and this is just another way, as far as I'm concerned, to bring back, I mean, we've heard the comments from various members of Congress and what have you about referring to our returning military as security risks and
wow.
what have you. And that's so sad because they've gone and we should welcome them with open arms. And the last darn thing that we should be worrying about is if they have guns.
Absolutely. And if you have somebody that, again, has shown some violent tendencies or...
Then
that's a different risk factor. But neither of the examples you've given are that. And
well,
so,
no.
Wow.
And certainly we need to be watching for that, but I, you know, this whole effort that we have to be, we're so careful about not, we don't want to hurt anybody's feelings and we don't want to say the wrong thing. And I think we're just spending way too much time being politically correct and worrying about all these things instead of dealing with real issues and not creating the ones
right.
that are
liability and being afraid of what somebody might do. And, you know, gosh darn it, I mean, you're right. I mean, I know that it is very stressful in the military, and being overseas and being away from your family, we're going to have people that seek help. And thankfully, we have those systems in place.
We want to encourage that.
Absolutely. And we spent a lot of time and energy getting those systems in place that weren't always there. I had a client one time tell me, you know, about post-traumatic stress and all of the stuff that's been going on. He said, you know, in World War II, when we were done, we were put on a boat for 6 weeks. And we had a chance to sit there and process and talk to each other and chill out and be safe. He goes, now we take these soldiers, one day they're in the desert, we put them on a plane, 18 hours later they're with their family. Where are they processing anything?
Yeah.
You know, they don't even have a chance to download anything. Then they're in the arms of their loved ones. Their kids are running around. They're back home. They just left combat, you know, 18, 25 hours ago, and now we want them immediately plugging back into life. And no wonder we're having some issues. He goes, we had all this time. And I thought that was a really interesting point that he made to me, that they had some time and camaraderie with each other to work through some stuff. You know?
Wow. And, what a good point. Yeah. Having no firsthand experience with either situation, but what a good point.
Right.
I know I've seen it. I've heard from, as you indicate, here I am. 18 hours, someone was shooting at me. And now my wife is complaining about a burnt biscuit.
Right,
and
right. You're trying to process that.
Assimilating.
Yeah, yeah. And so fortunately.
And so I'm a little weird.
Yeah, and so we have now a lot more things in place, and I know there's a lot more help transitioning people home, because I think we've now realized that that doesn't work to just take somebody like that and put them back. You know, we're trying to do more counseling and working with them and mental health facilities and interventions available. And now here's the fallout of that is, you know, we don't want to discourage people from seeking that as we're trying to move forward into this new age of, you know, quickly getting people out of combat and back home to their families. We don't want them to not seek treatment if they need some help transitioning and
but they need
whatnot.
To be assured, and we need to be extra careful that they're not losing some rights by doing that.
Absolutely.
Because that's going to put them underground, mm-hmm. and that's not what we want.
Nope, not at all.
Absolutely yeah. not. So, well, you know, let's just say... We have so much to thank our military people and our young men and women who continue to sign up. And I know a lot of them and they do it. Gosh darn, they just do it because they want to serve our country and they get involved. And we need to just do everything we can to return them to a normal life in any way we can.
Mm-hmm.
And that includes coming back to an America that accepts them and they don't lose any rights because they served in the military.
Absolutely. And I just can't imagine just trying to get a hunting license and go back to doing something that you were doing.
Yeah, that you've done all
sport.
Your life
yeah.
and your family
yeah.
does and it's an accepted thing. And of course we know in the state of California that the whole effort, and it gets worse every year, is to make it so that we not only can't have Can't buy our guns, but if what guns we can buy, we can't buy any ammo to put in them. So,
I know, that's just crazy, too.
Yeah. I mean, they're going out of their way, and we get the people here quite often from the California Gun Association and those different police people that they're telling us all these things. It makes me crazy to think about it, but we don't want to put another obstacle in front of them.
We regularly hear from Sam Paredes with the Gun Owners of California. By the way, I will have an update on the wildland fires that are affecting the Shasta Trinity National Forest following the break. While you ladies have been chatting away, I've been garnering some information from a number of sources, so we'll pass along what we know. At least where did all this smoke come from? Short answer is Trinity County.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. So why don't we take a break and maybe pay some bills?
Sounds good to me, and we'll start off with, topically enough, this portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy and his team of professional NRA instructors provide the most complete CCW training in Northern California. For a limited time, NFI will provide a free firearm rental and ammunition for Shasta County residents to take a basic CCW course. Register online at readingccw.com or call NFI at 999-1822. And this is KCNR 1460, the home of Community Talk Radio. The time at 7:29. Be back with a fire update on fires in the Shasta Trinity National Forest to give you the latest that we have right after this.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Mews with Northern Lights Energy. Well, we have the barbecue bottles have showed up at the plant now, and we have an exchange program if you're in a hurry. Gary, Mad Dog Stallone, and Rhett are waiting to help you. Robin also has propane exchange at Corning, so stop by and let her show you. Joe is filling tanks and motorhomes at Weaverville, so come in and say hello. We have all the bulk oil tanks full at the Redding plant and everything from tractor hydraulic to synthetic motor oils and lubes. Before the boys run off to the fires, check your tanks and levels and give Danny a call. We deliver about everywhere. A special thank you to all the companies and individuals who donated to the 4-H FFA Community Barbecue. It was very hot, but it turned out to be a great success. Thanks from all of us at Northern Lights Energy. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hello, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
And good morning, 732 KCNR, 1460, and we'll take a little bit of break away from the programming for just a minute. Bring in the latest on what we know about the fires that are making our morning so smoky and the sun, as the song says, rising like a red rubber ball. We're getting a lot of the smoke in from Trinity County, so we'll run down what's happening in the Shasta Trinity National Forest. South Complex near Higham Palm, there's a Burt community meeting at Burt Ranch this afternoon at 4 p.m. to inform the public on the latest that's going on. We will run down there. South Complex, 9 known fires, 5 of which are currently less than 100 acres. Firefighters looking into structure protection, getting people ready to get out of there and working on getting lines around those fires. Elsewhere, the big show, of course, the Frog Fire in Modoc County. Currently at 4,700 acres. The good news there, that fire 75% contained. Now, we will note again that the fallen firefighter from the Frog Fire being escorted back to Reading this morning. I don't have the timetable. We'll look into that. But he's to be flown back home for burial and at a loss from that Frog Fire. Also in Trinity County, the Mad River Complex is at 16,000 acres, 10% containment. They expect to have it contained at the end of August. the river complex near Denny, 11,000 acres, no containment and no estimated date of containment. It is a total of five fires. There's an information number for the river complex near Denny. That number is 530-628-0039. Those are the fires that are closest to us, affecting our habitat in our environment this morning. And as further information comes in, we'll be checking on it right here at KCNR 1460.
Thank you so much, and welcome back. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. And those of you listening out there, you can jump into the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Or if you've got something to offer, you can call us at 530-605-4567. And now we're going to jump to, we were talking veterans a little bit earlier, and let's jump to our guest here this morning. Good morning, Fred.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
And Fred is with the Missing in America Project. So tell us what's happening this week.
Well, not just we start off this week with one of the first things, but I think the overall premise is we have six veterans that MIAP is going to take sea to shining sea and bury at Arlington.
Wow.
So for that effort, we're doing fundraising efforts and other stuff, which comes to Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Jersey Mike's is helping us out with tickets and with able to get a free sub if you make a $2 donation to Missing in America. But we did this about 6 years ago, and Carl and Linda were very involved with it at that point. In fact, they had nice red jumpsuits, and I told them they needed to wear them the 23rd when we leave. Anyway, we're going to leave August 23rd. From downtown, and we will go all the way across to Arlington. One of the veterans we have is a local Silver Star recipient from Eureka, and he was a professor at Humboldt State and Redwood College and passed with no family, nothing but a family friend. And so we coupled with him and five other veterans, and we're taking them from sea to shiny sea.
That's marvelous. So just for the benefit of some of the people out there who have never heard of the Missing in America Project, give us just a little background of who you are and how you came about.
Well, the Missing in America Project, for those of you that don't know, is that we started because we discovered in Oregon that there were veterans who were having a one day a month where they had a service and there was no family, or they were homeless or indigent. And there was one person from the VA domiciliary and one person from the cemetery staff to send off. The first service I went to was 33 veterans.
Oh, my goodness.
And so when you stay in there alone and there's no family, there's no anybody, then that started me doing some research, and we found it was a national problem that there are hundreds of thousands of unclaimed, there are probably 1 or 2 million unclaimed remains. But probably 200,000 to 300,000 of those are veterans or dependents. So we go in and find their name, Social Security number, and we're talking wives and dependent of children too, not just the veteran, but his support staff, let's put it that way.
Sure.
And so that's what we do. And we discover and identify with, through the Department of Personnel Records and Department of Defense, that they were a valid veteran or spouse of a veteran. And then we inter them in state and federal cemeteries.
Well, that's amazing.
It's incredible. So one more time, and we have some tickets here at the station. And Bob, can they just stop by and ask for these tickets? Or do they
absolutely.
Need...
We'll have them.
Okay, and they'll be at the front desk. So
yeah,
you...
and we do ask that somebody just limit themselves to two so that we have enough to go along. You know, don't take them all if you're not going to use them.
Yeah, stop by and take a couple. And again, you just take them to Jersey Mike's and you make a donation of $2. And that goes to the Missing in America Project, and then they get a free sub sandwich.
That's
exactly that's wonderful. What a great fundraiser.
And when are they accepting these?
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, 4 days. It's the first time they've done a four-day event, so
wow.
We're kind of the trial period. So if everybody shows up and gets a ticket, and if they needed more tickets than what you have, they can call myself or Frank Rose and some other people, and my number at the office is 226-9900. And we'll get cards to them between Frank or I.
Okay. And thank Jersey Mike's when you go in there and for supporting such a wonderful local, you know, community event. And that's just great to have an agency like that helping us out with such a great fundraiser.
And you'll really be able to recognize it because we have pictures from our first trip to Arlington, great big photos that will be on the walls. We're having flags. We're going to have Jersey Mike's looking very patriotic for you to come to.
Oh, that's perfect. Wonderful. Now everybody's got their pencil because they didn't get the number when you gave it before. So now let's give it out one more time while they're...
Okay, the phone number at my office is 226-9900.
Perfect. And so, and if you need tickets for the, and we don't have them here, you can call that number or stop at the station, and we've got a few tickets here that you can stop and pick up a couple and make this donation. Thanks so much for coming in. And Frank Rose is standing back there in the background. Good morning, Frank. How are you?
Fine. And just so you know, Congress made him
in the mic.
Congress made Fred national director for the MIAP.
Perfect.
Wonderful.
Well, what a great organization, and just thanks for being a part of it and allowing us to contribute in some way.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, that's great. Well, we were talking ways that we should talk and do better for our veterans earlier, and this is certainly one of the things that we've
throughout
the
course
involved
of their lives to be sure that, and I love that it's the spouse too, because, you know, many times in my field, you know, we have the widow of the veteran still with us, and just making sure that we value and appreciate people for their service all through their lives, because it's a huge sacrifice on the family as well, with people serving in the military. So what a great way to send people off and appreciate
them. You make a $2 donation, and you know, gosh darn it, it doesn't hurt. You can throw in a little more than $2 too if you want. So go down there and enjoy the sub sandwich. Take your girlfriend to lunch on Friday.
Oh my gosh, there's no reason there you not go. To.
Absolutely. So that what a great Jersey fundraiser. Mike. So what else is going on? So you're going. Let's talk about your business. We have home helpers, so many people that need help in their home, and you're going through a transition.
Oh my gosh, we are. And you know, first of all, I will say that we are one of the top three in the Best of the North State, I found out, for home
all
care
right.
agency. So we don't know if we won yet, but I'm really pleased to be in the top three. My record searchlight called me and let me know that. So we are employing about 65 caregivers right now here in Shasta County, and just doing amazing, and business has been great, and we're helping so many families. But in the midst of all this, as I was chatting with you this morning, we are doing a upgrade of our scheduling software, which does our billing and payroll and schedules, and as technologically savvy as I want to think I am, as with a lot of things, upgrades are scary, and migrating information to new programs is scary, and so watching tutorials and training and getting all this stuff done is just adding to the crazy of my office. But, you know, so fortunate to have, I have such a great staff, and we're so pleased and helping out our loved ones here in town and keeping people at home. And we help so many veterans. And we actually have a client right now who was at Pearl Harbor. And, you know, just hearing the stories of all the folks that we're helping and their history and their experiences, and just so meaningful.
You know, and I like the way you put that, as technology involved as I like to think I am. And we all kind of try to get in there and do these things. But, I mean, which one of us at this point in time has not had a computer crash on you and lose all of the information?
Oh, my gosh. And we
and so that fear is embedded in the back of our minds.
I'm going to be on anxiety medication, I think. So I started in my office calling it, you know, AC after or AM after migration. So, you know, just nothing is – we're migrating next Thursday. All this info, 11 years of, you know, clients and caregivers and billing and payroll and everything else. And I'm one of the last
off
offices.
Off into a cloud.
Yeah, off into the cloud. And so it's like the control factor and the anxiety is there. And so hopefully, fingers crossed, you know, everything goes well. And, you know, it doesn't always, but, you know, we hope it does.
And like I said, I actually put in some new programs the other day that I had to, they were having some software problems. And so the information to me was to just take those programs out and put them back in. And one of them happened to be the one that all my photos are stored in.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, you know, but if I just take that program out, what happens to all
where
the photos?
Where does that go?
You know,
yeah.
No, it won't be an issue. It won't be an issue. When you reload it, everything will just come right back in. And wasn't exactly true.
Yeah. You want to believe it, but.
And when I came back, I mean, instead of some, 30,000 photos that I've got over all these years that I've very carefully categorized them in there, I came back and I had this little bitty folder of about a tenth of those films to begin with, or those pictures, and, was an immediate panic zone. And then after I checked, there were a few other folders on the desktop that
the rest of them were there.
So my prayers are with you.
Yeah, it's definitely, and again, as I whine about it, how fortunate am I to have, be in business for 11 years and have this amazing staff and be doing what I love. And so at the end of the day, just keeping it all in perspective.
There you go. And we'll, Bob?
And we are thankful for our sponsors here at KCNR. 745. And this portion of the program brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. They are at 2225 Hilltop Drive in Reading. And 222-2750, the number to call. Lennon Company over there at Four Winds Jewelry are a full-service jewelry store providing the finest selection of jewelry in Northern California, and they are a proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio. Back with Clark and Clark, one with an E, one without. They both have opinions, and we'd like to hear yours. 605-4567. Free Fire Radio will continue.
Kid, and I'm taking over the radio this summer during On the Spot with Linda Bott. Find out what's hot and what's not in the North State. Wine, food, music, and fashion. It's every Thursday night from 6 to 7. Listen in and find out where you need to be this summer. It's On the Spot, but with Molly Kidd. Special thanks to Dandelion Unique Gifts and Clothing, Wind River Resort and Casino, and Crackmaster Windshield Repair.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate.
Brought to you by Trinity Pest Control, Giles Insurance, and Summit Funding.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes. Smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us East Side Road off of 273.
Adamson's Peak Performance is our gym of choice. There is nothing better than to feel in shape, and that can make you feel on top of the world. Adamson's Peak Performance. No gimmicks, no games, no hypes. Make workouts fun at Adamson's Peak Performance, located at 3050 C Street. Give them a call at 221-8006. That's Adamson's Peak Performance.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Mail upgraded, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick erase it, write it, cut it, piece it, save it, load it, check it, quick rewrite it, plug it, play it, burn it, flip it, drag and drop it, zip, unzip it.
And welcome back to North KCNR 1460 AM rate community radio for the North State. Jump into the chat room at KCNR1460.com or give us a call at 530-605-4567. And this is Trish Clark.
And Sharon Clark, the two Clarks this morning.
Yeah, and so we're here just chatting about different things. And we were talking earlier about the fires, and I was scanning the newspaper, and I mean, this has got to be the height of what are these people even doing on the face of the earth. There's an article in here about some stolen firefighter equipment from a fire. I mean, that's got to be the dregs of the world when you
lower
got people going out.
Poo.
Oh my gosh, going out and stealing firefighter equipment during a
fire.
Active fire.
Fighting. Oh my gosh.
But anyway, I guess they found them and the
equipment.
And the equipment, and it's being returned to the active fire complex. And I'm hoping they're just putting these guys someplace with no key.
That is ridiculous. That's really sad.
I mean, that's got to be the end of the earth. So Sharon, you and I spent a lovely Sunday a while back at View 202.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. And so we were just chatting about our plans for the weekend. And for those of you that haven't been to brunch at View 202 lately, the beautiful Linda Bott is doing an amazing jazz lunch, 11:30.
I think 11 to 1.
And they have an awesome Eggs Benedict. And you sit out on the patio there, and Linda's got her little three-piece jazz band. And when I sit out there, Trish, I feel like that's one of those moments where I feel like we're not quite in Reading anymore. Like I'm somewhere on vacation. You're by the river. It might be a little bit more smoky this Sunday, but it's a great, support our local business, support Linda singing.
And speaking of which, this evening, we're going to further be celebrating Carl's birthday from yesterday, and we're going to be at Wind River and the Elements Lounge.
I have a question.
Sure.
Trish, you're a longtime resident here, as am I, but I've never quite understood. We have the potential to create a San Antonio-style river walk.
Oh, don't even get us started.
There goes the rest of the hour.
Yeah, why hasn't it happened?
I would tell you that I don't understand, because not only do we have that beautiful river running through Reading, it runs through Anderson, it runs through, we have so many opportunities, and at one time we did have a couple of nice restaurants in South County,
Amigos, I remember Amigos.
And then there was one beyond that out by Balls Ferry Fishing Resort, a nice restaurant out there. Amigos was very successful, and that one was just an unfortunate change of ownership, opportunity to upgrade. I think they got a little ahead of themselves, jumped into it, actually tore down the building, getting ready to build a great big project. Financing fell out of the bottom of it, and I have no idea what in the world has happened to that property now, but it's right on the river.
I had a friend come see me once and goes, "Let's go have lunch on the river. What are our choices?"
Exactly. And as you indicate, those of you who have not been in San Antonio, really, my goodness, you can take a boat ride. There's a shopping center. There's walkways.
I've been to Reno this year, and they have a river running through Reno, and their whole midtown, downtown.
Absolutely. They've really done a beautiful thing with it.
Yeah.
And here we sit. I don't know whether it's just absolute... I don't know what it is, because they built a lot of buildings recently, office buildings. And every time one of them went up, I said, what are you thinking?
Would part of it be that for whatever reason, this city and this county, and I'm pointing right at Reading going, what are you people thinking about? They don't say to a developer or a business person, what can we do to help it? How many roadblocks can we throw in your way while we're extracting the maximum amount of money out of your pocket possible?
And certainly that has a great deal to do with it. There's no question about it. The other thing is, as we know, the whole area along Park Marina Drive and that whole area, it has some history. And I kind of take a different point of view than a lot of people in that I think it could have been handled a whole lot better. This is what my opinion is based on what I know. That whole project and area, it was owned by the Kutras family.
Mm-hmm. I remember that.
And it still is. And then another McConnell Foundation came in and got leases on a lot of the property. And then, in my opinion, what happened is the city of Reading and all of those people and McConnell Foundation began a planning project. And they went out and planned what should happen in that whole area. Oops, we forgot to get the Kutras family involved in that. And the Kutras family threw a fit. I don't understand why. They just owned the property. So I don't know why they should have been a part of the planning process as to what was going there. But they weren't in the upstate of that. And it's, for once again, through just arrogance in my mind, and I probably can get the phone ringing on that one, because I'm sure there's people who disagree with me, but I've talked to people on both sides of that situation, and that's where I lied on
it. I remember that there was like a year in that. You know, I remember when
years, more than a year.
When I first moved here, there was a big to-do because we were building a mini storage on the river in downtown Reading. And it was like, this is what we're doing with riverfront property. We put like a storage complex in there, you know, and we're just missing the boat, no pun intended, on what could potentially be going on.
And there's so many things. I mean, like I said, San Antonio, you can go on and on about the things that are there. I remember when I was there, we took a boat ride. We had dinner sitting right on the river in a little restaurant. And then we went shopping because there's all kinds of shopping opportunities. And it's all along this whole thing. Huge, big buildings, little bitty, quaint buildings. And then just a walking area.
Mm-hmm.
And some of it's inside, some of it's outside. And it's just an integral part of their city.
And I was just reading something where we're like one of the sunniest cities in the country. Wasn't that just recently out? You know, here we have this sunny weather.
Yes.
Ability to have more outdoor space, usable outdoor
space. All these opportunities, and there's still plenty of area left on the river that could be developed. But, again, that river is, as I can't always or I must always remind people, in the state of California as well. And there are so many requirements built into the system about what you can do and how close you can do it to any waterway. I'm not sure at this point in time anybody's got enough money to go through the environmental process to put anything on the river.
That could. Well, in the meantime, we have you.
And we do have you, 202.
And they have a great brunch, and you can go see Linda on Sundays.
Exactly. And then tonight, you can go and see Linda Bott and the Bluebirds at Wind River in the Elements Lounge.
And if Carl's hanging out, tell him happy birthday. He was 29 yesterday.
Yes, exactly. And we're going to do a little bit of a birthday celebration out there tonight for Carl as well. So invite you all to call up and make a reservation and come out because, you know, I'm a big fan of, as you indicated, sometimes I like to think Reading needs some of those little kind of quaint things that you get
cultural,
in the biggest
cultural
things. This is a great opportunity to see a real live great entertainer and right there in your own backyard. And we do have a phone call.
Yeah, we have Jim on the line. Jim, we got about 2 minutes. Fire away.
Go ahead, Jim. Good morning.
Good morning, Trish. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, reason why the people around Reading, they have a feud. They used to have a feud with the Kutras family a long, long time ago. And nobody in the city of Reading wanted to help them out to do something because they were building all those, Spade built all those roundhouses down there and things like that. And they didn't like that. Some of the people didn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was arguments about that there going along the way. But the biggest thing was here that you have so many new people in town, they have no sense of the history of the area, and they don't have that feeling, and there's where the problem is.
Yeah, I think you're right, and that was, as I said, I think that it was a lack of sensitivity and involvement all the years through that the fact that that property was privately owned property, and the city just never seemed to take that into consideration in their planning process. And include the Kutrases in that planning process, and yeah, they did get their back up, and I'm not surprised. I think I would have too.
Yeah, well, see, but a lot of people around here don't know that all the sand and gravel that built Shasta Dam came right out of those ponds down there.
Well, absolutely. I mean, I have a history of South County, you see, where everything came out of the river down there that built most of the roads in the area, down on Black Lane and down in Cottonwood and all those areas.
Right.
We can no longer do that, but you're absolutely right. It created a lot of jobs, and it's pretty hard to hurt those waterways, even though the state of California doesn't agree with us.
That's right. Yeah. Okay, that's all I had to say.
Awesome. Thanks so much for your input.
Thank you, Don. Bye.
So, final thoughts, Sharon.
I don't know. I'm going to leave the rest of the show to you and head out to work now.
Wait. You're going to leave me with the truth.
And we're going to be joined in the next hour by the city manager, Jeff Keither, from the city of Anderson. And we've got some questions to ask him and some updates on what's happening in the South County.
Have a great rest of the day.
Well, and it's always fun, Sharon, having you there, and I wish you well with your
migration.
and if I don't hear any major screams, hopefully I'll see you Sunday at View 202.
Sounds good.
All right.
And Sharon, you're always a delight to be here.
Okay. And we're going to take a break here, and we'll see you on the other side.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits rose last week but remained near historic lows. Economist Gus Foucher says the increase in claims was expected.
Claims have been running at about 270,000 per week over the past few months, so this is consistent with what we've been seeing recently.
And tomorrow the government is set to release its July employment report. The Indian Ocean island of Madagascar is on the lookout for potential airplane debris from missing Malaysian Airlines Flight 370. That is, of course, after a portion of a wing apparently turned up on the island of Reunion. Malaysian officials say it is clear it is from the flight. Some other international inspectors aren't so sure yet. Australia's Prime Minister Tony Abbott says it was right to spend $100 million so far on the search, and the search will continue.
Not only were there six Australians on that plane, but millions of Australians, almost every Australian at some point in time is an air traveller.
Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry was in Malaysia today, and he said the discovery of that portion of a wing will probably help the relatives in their recovery.
Obviously, we hope very much that the debris that was discovered on Reunion Island, if it is found to be conclusively from the aircraft, that this will help to bring some sense of closure about what happened.
That is Secretary of State John Kerry on an Asian tour right now as he's meeting with his colleagues in various countries throughout the region. Stocks have been edging modestly lower in early trading as investors look over the latest deal and earnings news. Overseas markets have been muted with investors cautious ahead of tomorrow's July jobs report in the United States. A government reporting today, slightly more Americans filed for unemployment benefits last week. The Dow taking the news not well. It's down about 84 points. The NASDAQ is down 24. This is SRN News.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and home loss number 3030.
A majority of small business owners are unaware of an impending shift that could leave them liable for fraud committed with a new generation of chip-embedded credit cards.
That's the finding of a survey by Wells Fargo, which asked 600 small business owners about the October 1st deadline to get card readers and software to handle the new credit cards. Retailers and other businesses without equipment to handle the cards could be liable beginning on that date if a customer commits fraud with a chip card. However, the survey notes only 49% of owners of businesses which use card readers for transactions said they were aware of the deadline.
That is SRN's Jeremy House reporting. Police in Tennessee say a man who attacked a movie theater on Wednesday had been reported as a missing person to the Murfreesboro Police Department on Monday. A SWAT team shot the man as he tried to leave the theater through a back door.
He was armed with a hatchet and armed with a weapon that strongly resembles a semi-automatic pistol. But as we know now, after examination, it is an airsoft gun.
That's Nashville Police Spokesman Don Aaron, and this is SRN News. 16 states now banding together to ask the administration to put its new greenhouse gas limitations for power plants on hold while they sue to stop them.
West Virginia Attorney General Patrick Morrisey and 15 other attorneys general submitted their request in a letter to the Environmental Protection Agency. They're asking the EPA to respond by Friday. The EPA and the White House have said they believe the limits are legal and have no plans to put it on hold. The attorneys general are submitting the formal request anyway to lay the groundwork to ask the courts to issue a stay once the EPA rejects the request. The attorneys general say they'll soon file a lawsuit challenging the legality of the emissions limit. Mr. Obama unveiled the final plan Monday. Keith Peters, SRN News, Washington.
President Obama is considering signing an executive order that would require all federal contractors to offer paid sick leave to their employees. Sources say the order being drafted would require about 7 days of paid leave. More details at SRNnews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
And good morning, Shasta County. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. It's Thursday, and this is Trish Clark. If you want to join us, you can jump into the chat room at KCNR1460.com or give us a call at 530-605-4567. It's 72 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking at smoky skies. Beautiful sunset this morning. One thing about when the smoke is in the air, the beautiful sunsets and sunrises. I'm always looking for the positive in anything. We're looking for a high near 98 today, and continued smokiness, partly cloudy with a low around 71. On Friday, we're looking for a high of 93. So at least we're getting some cooling trend that should help the fires and not looking to rise up into the 100 degree area any time over the weekend. So the weather as usual is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. You give them a call at 365-3793. Bob, how about a fire update for us this morning?
Well, we will start with a very solemn moment as firefighters continue to fight blazes that have now burned more than 115 square miles of Northern California. There are a procession is beginning at this hour to bring home the body of David Rule, age 38, of Rapid City, South Dakota. He was caught in suffered smoke inhalation and died in the line of duty while on the Frog Fire. The procession will be coming into Reading on Interstate 5, then onto Highway 44. Go to Reading Municipal Airport, where Rule's body will be then transported to South Dakota. The public is invited to be along the route. These guys go out there in this heat and fire, and they put their lives on the line just as much as anybody who picks up a weapon. They have a shovel, and they have pretty rough time for the firefighters. Of course, they will take just a moment to remember Mr. Rule and then get back to work fighting the fires. We'll give you an update on that. The Frog Fire, which is where that incident, unfortunate incident, took place, at 4,700 acres, is 75% contained. There are now in the mop-up phase. Other fires actively burning. All the smoke you're seeing around you this morning here in Reading coming from the two big events over in Trinity County. First of all, the Mad River Complex in Trinity County is at 16,000 acres, 10% containment expected by August the 31st. So a lot of time to go on that. It's a big fire. Also, the river complex near Denny is at 11,000 acres, no containment, and no expected date. Also, the town of Hyampom which is the South Complex, and we'll try to pull that up real quickly here. South Complex will be an informational meeting for the Burnt Ranch community at 4 p.m. this afternoon. And fires in those areas, of course, ongoing concerns. If you have relatives over there and you want to get the latest information, 530-628-0039, information number over in Trinity County.
Thanks, Bob. And, you know, the reality of that is that some of those fires burning up in those hills are not going out until it rains and snows this winter. So be careful, be aware to avoid all those areas if possible. And please give a thanks to all of the firefighters that are in the North State. You're going to see lots of equipment rolling in and out. We talked about that in the first hour. Be courteous to these people. If you see them in the restaurants grabbing a bite, thank them for their service. And without that cooperative effort of our first responders, boy, we just can't thank them enough. And so we want, you know, be courteous to them. Thank them for being here and just do whatever you can for them.
Some friends of ours said that they were out with their little 3-year-old at a restaurant, and they came out and the kid lit up and goes, "Ooh, firefighters." And he was up there, and these guys who had to be hot and tired and worn out gathered around this little kid and just made his day. It was awesome.
Yeah. Well, I'm from a firefighter family, and my son is a captain for the Consumers Fire Department in Elk Grove, and I've lived fire my entire life, and I just have step empathy for all of those people, and keep them safe and keep them in your prayers. We are joined at this time by the city manager from the city of Anderson, Jeff Keyser. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, my pleasure to have you come in at any time, because everybody knows I'm this big South County advocate. That's my home, and I always like to keep people involved in the second largest city in Chesa County, city of Anderson. And so what's happening down in Anderson that's of note?
Well, lots of good things. If you were down there last night joining us for Mosquito Serenade, once again, you saw it was a great time out by the river, which you were just talking about. So we're trying to do our part to provide activities right on the water. In fact, we have several people that pull up in their boats and just kind of nose into the bank and sit there and listen to the music. And that's awesome. That's what you should be able to do. And we certainly enjoy everybody coming down. And one more week to go. Next week we have Pickleback Shine. We're going to finish with a big cover country band. And looks like the weather should be awesome next week. I see a prediction in the low 90s, so that means we'll be high 80s, mid 80s down there. Will just be an awesome time, and invite everybody to come down and enjoy one of the best free concerts in the county.
Yeah, and it is still free. Remind everybody that you can buy food down there. It's absolutely awesome atmosphere. Bring a blanket, bring a folding chair, and just relax. It's just a very pleasant time if you haven't done that, and it's one of those great opportunities. We were talking about the river, and there's always a question that I mentioned earlier that we used to have two venues actually in Anderson, or in the South County, one at Balls Ferry Fishing Resort, and then one run right there on the Sacramento River Bridge, North Street Bridge, Amigos.
Correct.
And anything happening at all with any of that venue down there?
You know, that property has exchanged hands multiple times from the downturn to today. It is currently owned by an investment group. We as a city would love to see a venue there. Certainly would support that, but it is private property. And until those developers feel it pencils for them to do something, I imagine it'll continue to sit the way it is. But we would love to see something. And I think you can see the city and the county have both done a few things in that area with the new construction of the bridge, and there's some seating underneath, and tried to do some things to the taxpayer-owned property, if you will, is ready to go. And on the other side, somebody's built a beautiful house. So really, that area does lend itself to some construction of, you know, hopefully somebody will do the restaurant-type motel thing. That's all been talked about. Condos have been talked about. So people are thinking about it. Nobody's just kind of come in and pulled that plug yet and said, "I want to move forward."
And the reality, of course, is, as I mentioned, and you can certainly elaborate on, people still need to realize that property's in the state of California, and the environmental loops and hoops that you must jump through to build anything next to a waterway in the state of California are tremendous.
Not only are they tremendous, they're continuing to get stricter. And so maybe 40 years ago when some of this was first done, stormwater wasn't such a big deal. But now when somebody would, you know, to build there, they're going to have to deal with their runoff water and the impervious surface. And all those things add up cost-wise here in California. And you know, as we travel to shows and market our city down there and all the great things we do have that, you know, group of people from around the United States that said, why would we come to California?
Good question.
Well, we know why we want to be here as citizens and as people, but from a business decision standpoint, if you're in manufacturing or some of those other things, there's a lot of other areas that offer a lot of other tax, you know, breaks, and you don't have quite the environmental restrictions we do. But we do have a beautiful area. We all certainly want to see the Sacramento River, remain that pristine river that it is. But I think I heard you say it is pretty hardy too.
Yeah. I have such a history with the gravel crushing projects that have been throughout Shasta County and during the period that I was involved as an elected official. We had a lot of active rock crushing plants going on, so I know a lot that happens there.
You bet.
And what people don't understand when they get all torn up about somebody digging some gravel out is when they go in and they do these projects, when they get done with that project and when they finish out, they return that land to such a better condition than it ever was before. The restoration process that's built into that whole thing. Okay, so you dig some gravel out, and I always have to remind people that you can't do gravel extraction just anywhere. They say, well, put it someplace else. Gosh, you almost have to do it where the gravel is. And so, you know, you start there, but the restoration that they go through is really pristine and beautiful when they get done with it. If you go look at a lot of the areas down on the river that were at one time huge extraction plants and operations, and now you just would never know that.
Well,
so,
one of the biggest is Anderson River Park. That's where all the gravel for I-5 was taken.
There you go. And look at it now.
Exactly.
I mean, exactly. So we have to remember that. But so, you know, we're all anxious about the south part of there where the new annexation area is. And I know there's some projects happening out there. So give us an update on that.
Yeah. You know, about a year ago, we completed our annexation. And right now, if you go down and go in the Walmart area, you see some construction going on.
You know, and we'll talk about that. You know, I just wasn't paying attention, get involved in what I'm doing. We need to pay some bills, Bob.
Well, we're going to mention a couple of things here. First of all, tonight, Wind River Resort and Casino, Linda Bott and the Bluebirds. Fabulous evening. Our very own Linda Bott singing and entertain you 7 to 9 p.m. with wine, dine, with a dine, drink, and dance the night away. Elements Lounge and Wind River Casino. October 2nd, 7 to 9, or excuse me, that is August the 6th. They need to correct the copy here. 243-3377 to get hold of Elements Lounge at Wind River Resort and Casino. And it's a beautiful venue. And, of course, our very own beautiful Linda Bott tonight. And, of course, the weather is always a big feature this time of year, and we want to remind you that if it's time to maybe you need a little better filtration system, take care of the smoke and beat the heat and all that, well, you're going to want to talk to Alliance Heating and Air. They're serving the North State for over 20 years with outstanding service for all models and makes of heating and cooling systems, warranties, guarantees, and with service 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. That's Alliance Heating and Air. Call 221-2642, or you can check their website at homecomfort.org. And we'll be right back after these messages. You're listening to KCNR 1460, the home of Community Talk Radio.
It's Lady Bott and the Bluebirds in Elements Lounge inside Wind River's Resort and Casino August 6th from 7 to 9 p.m. Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me for Romance on the River as I sing my favorite songs from the American Songbook, jazz standards with great musicians like Pat Karch on piano, Bobby Garamonte's on drums, Bruce Kalin on bass, and my special guest Paul Sen on trumpet. Call for reservations at 243-3377. That's Lady Bott and the Bluebirds August 6th.
Hey, Bob, let's go to lunch today at the Classic Cafe.
I've known Millie and Kathy for a lot of years. They serve some great food down at Classic Cafe.
Home cooking, great prices, and you get a hug when you walk in there from Millie and Kathy.
And you can just spend hours checking out the walls with those historical military displays.
That's right, Classic Cafe, 2427 Athens in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. A great place to eat, a great place to see what's going on.
And a great place to get a hug.
Sound of celebrations await you at Mosley Family Cellar Tasting Room. Local entrepreneurs Marty and Mimi Mosley choose only the best high-end grapes from California. Brought to their winery for everything from the crush to the bottle right here in Redding. Beautifully crafted wines which pair exceptionally with good friends and great food. Stop by the Tasting Room, 4712 Mountain Lakes Boulevard in the old KMS building, Thursdays through Sundays, 12 to 5-ish, where you come as guests and leave as family.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Beat the heat in the coolest place in town, Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Play with us this summer and enjoy air-conditioned indoor fun. Cool off with art at Make and Take Tuesdays. Play along in our passport raffle at Aquatic Adventures and avoid a brain freeze in Mindbender Mansion. Learn all about Turtle Bay's resident animals at Walk on the Wild Side. When temperatures soar, come chill with us. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
This summer, we believe we can all beat the heat without having to sweat our electricity bill. Your Redding Electric Utility would like to remind you that there are many ways to save energy while the AC is on. Please visit reupower.com to learn how you can change a few small things around the house to save money while keeping you and your family cool. Learn how turning off lights, planting trees, and adding weather stripping and insulation can cut your electricity bill by 30% or more. Remember, reupower.com, brought to you by REU, where Redding is powerful together.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo. 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Redding. Join the revolution.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
And it is 8:21 at KCNR 1460, the home of Community Talk Radio, and we'll give you another fire update before the hour is out. And it is right now 73 degrees in Redding. This report, of course, brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. Locally owned and operated, give senior and veterans discount. Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. Now back to our guest host, Trish Clark.
And good morning. If you want to join us, you can jump into the chat room at kcnr1460.com. If you have a question for the city manager of the city of Anderson, Jeff Keyser, give us a call at 530-605-4567. And Jeff was going to just update us on some happening things on property. Everybody's always saying, well, so what's happening to this property over here? Or what's happening with that? So kind of give us a rundown on what's happening out there.
You bet. And we like things happening.
We love it. I love to see jobs and creation and things going up.
You bet. So the big one right now is down just below Walmart. You'll see some dirt work going on today right at Ronda Road, or Pleasant Hills, Ronda Road, and Highway 273. And that's going to be the new AM-PM Arco fuel station. It'll have a car wash. We hear Chicken Shack's going to be inside the AM-PM. And then, of course, Dutch Bros right on the corner, and something long-awaited for in Anderson. Everybody's very excited about that and creates quite a few jobs.
Sure. And then we've got a couple of downtown places that people are familiar with that have changed hands and doing new things. Tell us about those.
Well, I think the big one, everybody remembers TJ's Drive-In.
Absolutely.
Been around forever. But Janie Ryan has purchased it, a longtime Anderson resident, went to school there the whole bit, and she's redoing it, turning it into what she calls the tailgate, and hopefully be open here Looks like a month or two away. I saw framing going up yesterday and block being delivered, so she's making great progress, and we're very happy to see that being redone.
And down around the corner on North Street, what used to be the Cove, that's a new little eatery in there of
Yeah, you're going to stump me on the name there. It's a little snack shop. Two little local people have opened that up, and they have everything from pizza to various snacks and lemonade. And they're actually down at Mosquito Serenade with us selling snacks and stuff. And so they're looking to make something, you know, kids can kind of come by on to and from school and get a snack and stop in and, you know, somewhere to get a nice cold beverage if, you know, you're going to school. And so it's great to see people reinvesting in our community. And also it's great to see the small business upstarts. I mean, I think that's what makes the backbone of our community.
And that's the past and hopefully the future of the downtown area are those small downtown businesses. And it's really nice to see some of those storefronts starting to open up and be filled again with active people.
You bet.
That's great.
You bet.
Yeah, and of course, then over in the area over by Balls Ferry Road and the Safeway Shopping Center, there's a lot of action going on I see in there with changes in business and a nice little and I think she's been there a while, but I just was unaware that there's this great little office supply place over there, the Copycat, and it's been a while that since we've had an office supply place in Anderson that you could get some of that stuff done. So that's
yeah,
nice.
You know, Shauna's been around the community for quite a while. She actually worked for the city of Anderson years ago, but yeah, she has Copycats. New little restaurant, Chinatown, is in the old Clarizio's building. So lots of little things going on, and I see rumor of a few more restaurants also coming to town. So we're excited about that. I think that's great for our community. We're still looking for that staple steakhouse, though.
Oh, yeah. But please, somebody's out there listening. We absolutely need a nice steakhouse in Anderson.
And I think that's one of the most sought after and desired. And so, you know, hopefully that's going to come along, too. Excited about the housing side of the world, though, too. If you haven't been to Homewood Subdivision, you're looking for a new house. Homewood sits kind of just west of Camping World or right behind it. Boy, they're going great guns. This weekend alone, first time in a long time where I've seen the economic conditions where people are maybe buying a lot before the house is actually built. And so great development, great family neighborhood. Very excited to see that. And then, of course, up behind Walmart and what's now called Skyview, they're building homes up there, too. And so we really have something for everyone. Just an exciting time down you know, in the Anderson world.
And great view lots.
Oh, awesome view. You know, if you go up to Skyview, you can get a lot with a view of both Lass and Shasta, the whole valley. And that's probably some of the best view lots available in Shasta County.
So if you are looking for a house, don't discount the South County and think that you can't find a nice, really nice house in, you know, in the South County as well, because they're there.
We have view property to riverfront property, and so we do have a unique little thing going on down there, and there is something for everyone.
And, of course, we're not, we have some bad things happening as well. We saw in the paper this morning where Camper World is having to put a chain-link fence around their back property.
Well, let's talk about
and
that.
And I saw that article. So I want you to explain to us what's happening.
Well, here's
there.
The rest of the story. Camping World, well, it's not just Camping World. All RV dealerships have an issue with vandalism.
Absolutely.
RVs tend to be a somewhat easy target at times. So Camping World, on a national platform from corporate, they have gone with what they call an electric fence. And so it's not something unique to Anderson, nor is this fence system unique to Shasta County here. It's already here at various other businesses. So what Camping World as a corporate has done, rather than use other methodology, they like this particular fence. It's a low impedance electric fence. And so it's less than your horse or your cattle type thing. Has to be mounted in such a way where you can't actually reach through and touch it until it's over 6 foot type thing. And so what it does, if it has an impedance or somebody touches it, not only would you get a little pulse electric shock, but it would also trigger the alarm.
Okay.
So from a city side, though, the electric fence is kind of scary to some people, and I think that's part of the fear and why they put it up. But on the other hand, it is a business coming to partner with the city and say, hey, we want to make our business safe. We want to help you prevent people from creating vandalism. And we need that partnership with local businesses because we want them safe, too. But our police officers can only be in so many spots at a time. So they're actually doing something to make their business safer and prevent the vandalism, because it is an insurance issue for them if they have that kind of vandalism.
And somebody in the chat room, when you finish, wanted to talk about the restaurant at the Stockyard.
Oh, okay. The other thing that I would point out to people when we start worrying about, somebody might get hurt on that electric fence. The reality is that nobody's going to get hurt on that electric fence unless they're trying to get into that business. And if they do, my kind of attitude about that is, oh, well.
Right. And I think that's kind of an unknown fear in talking to the manufacturer and being at the planning commission. So if the gates are open, the fence is off. So all business hours, the fence is off. It's also not just something you can walk up to and stick your hand through. So it has to have squares of smaller than, I think, 2 inches was the figure. So if the existing chain link fence, it doesn't go away. The electric fence sits on the inside of it, like 8 inches away. So you can't stick your hand through and actually touch part of the electric
fence.
And
it's not on when people are around anyway, to be around.
Well, yeah, it physically just can't make the circuit if the gates are open.
There you go.
And so, you know, now if you're trying to climb over the fence and you're going to get up in the air, yes, you're going to get that shock. But it's also set up in a way where you can't fall between the existing fence and it and sit there and be continually shocked. It's all those preventative measures are in place. It is a system that's used here at other businesses currently in the Shasta County area. And Camping World has it at many of their facilities. In fact, just north of us in Oregon, they have it at several of the Camping Worlds there. So,
and the reality is, I think we're doing a really good job of controlling the issue of vandals and homeless and all of those things in the city. I know that the chief of police has put in several new ordinances and ticketing opportunities to keep these people moving and keep them under control. But the reality is they're down in Ann Anderson, just like they're all over Shasta County and all over the state of California.
You bet. I probably want to differentiate a little bit. Homeless people, I differentiate that different than the transient population that's coming through causing the issues.
And you're absolutely right.
And homeless people, we're here to help. There's a ton of resources for them, and people should know that whether it be, you know, coming to City Hall or through our police department, we're here to help homeless people get back on their feet and do the right thing. Now, the transient population that's coming here to do not so good things, squat on private property. People probably don't realize there's a tremendous amount of fire starts from those kind of people. We had an incident the other night on a private parcel. Fire department went by and saw candles burning and went out and had to deal with that situation. And we've had fire starts from these kind of issues. But we have passed ordinances to try and deal with it. We are fairly aggressive in partnering with our local property owners to come out and help them with the issue and move those people on, because it is illegal to camp, for example, in the city on private property and those kind of things. And people pay tax dollars to have a certain thing, and as long as they're willing to do their part, we're out there helping assist them with those things.
Okay, we're going to take a break in just a minute. Well, I want to point out one thing. One of the people in the chat room pointed out that we do have a really good restaurant, and they serve delicious steak, and that's in the South County down at the Auction Yard down in Cottonwood. And there's also another, the Old Town Eatery, that's another really good restaurant down there. So don't shy away from the South County when you're thinking about going out for dinner. We're going to be right back after this break.
And this portion of the program brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, 2463 Athens Avenue, 244-9478, Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold.
Having trouble finding cute clothes and accessories in town? Look no further than Dandelion Boutique in our very own downtown Reading. Specializing in the hottest brands from Spanx to Alex and Ani, and of course, a huge selection of Brighton jewelry, perfect to make any gift or occasion memorable. So come say hi to the girls of Dandelion at their new spot, 1322 Pine Street, or call 247-1292. Dandelion, unique gifts and more.
Summer is here, and it's time to enjoy the great outdoors. Whether you're headed to the lake, Bernie Falls, going fishing, or throwing a barbecue, Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop for summer fun. Stop by the meat department for the best prices around and try our own country sausage made in-store. Mighty Fine has over 1,000 drinks to choose from, and we barbecue every Friday all summer long. So pick up a tri-tip, rack of ribs, barbecue chicken, or a Polish dog. Stop by the deli for fried chicken or a sandwich made just the way you like it. We are a locally owned and operated family company at 299 and Deschutes in Bella Vista. Mighty Fine Foods, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake.
For the past 17 years, the Shasta Land Trust has served our community by conserving the beauty, character, and diversity of significant lands in far Northern California.
Working with landowners, partners, and supporters, the Land Trust conserves places that protect water quality and provide wildlife habitat and recreation. This summer, the Land Trust celebrates the permanent protection of a ranch in the Cow Creek watershed that brings the total to 22,500 acres preserved. The Shasta Land Trust, preserving places people love for future generations to enjoy.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
And at 8:35 here on Free Fire Radio, this portion of the program brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, your place for great coffee and more at Espresso Joe's. They're serving up caramel macchiato and every other coffee you can imagine. Walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in California. Proudly serving the finest in your tobacco needs. T&B is where they treat veterans right.
Okay, and welcome back. This is Community Radio for the North State. Jump into the chat room at KCNR1460.com or give us a call at 530-605-4567. This is Thursday, and this is Trish Clark. And we're visiting with the city manager from the city of Anderson, Jeff Geezer. And we're just kind of updating on some things. If you've got a question, give us a call, and we'll be happy to answer it. We talk about the walking trail, and that's a big thing in the North State. And I think a lot of people are unaware of the beautiful walking paths we have down at the Anderson River Park that are, wow, that is just such a nice area because you can walk right next to the river and it's very natural but controlled in a way that you feel safe and you can walk way back in there. And it's quite a hike if you take the whole trail and go clear back to the back of the park. I don't think people realize how much beautiful walking area there is back there, and we're adding to it.
We are. You know, the Anderson River Park in and of itself is about 400 acres, and there's all kinds of trails out there. There's paved trails, and then there's more primitive, just graded, dirt and gravel. But there's also trails for horses and all kinds of things, all non-motorized things, and so we're very proud of that. But getting to Anderson River Park and not having to intermix with traffic has been an issue. It's been an issue forever. Dotson and Rupert both have cars on them. Neither has sidewalks or wide shoulders. So we are actually this week starting a pedestrian-only path or non-motorized for peds and bikes. It'll be start at Balls Ferry and Stingy and go straight on into the park and kind of come out there at the back of the softball fields right in the center of the park. And that's going to be a great access for people to get to the park. We're excited because, like Meadow Lane School, for example, now they can walk into the park and look at some of the natural things that go on down there, whether it be the river or bird watching or any of those activities. And great thing for our community and ties into our existing system already.
Oh, that's perfect. And for those of you who can't visualize where he's talking about, you're looking at the T as you come down from the Safeway Shopping Center.
Exactly.
And you run right into Stingy Lane, and you have to either go right or left. And now you're going to be able to walk right straight through the Loring property.
That's
there.
That's exactly right.
And just walk right down. So you've got sidewalks all the way down there. You got nice bike paths leading to that on both sides of the road. And so beautiful.
Yeah, so it's actually, it'll be trailblazed with signage and stuff, and it kind of is now to an extent already. And we're very appreciative of McConnell's giving us a grant for this, as has our local transportation CERTA. So all grant funded, and really will tie our network together. We have the other bike path that runs along 273, or non-motorized path, and so this is starting to tie our community together.
Well, that's great. I mean, the McConnell grant is terrific, and always remember, I always have to throw in when we get grant funds that's good taxpayer money at work, and it's nice to see some of those taxes that we pay coming back to us and things that help our community.
You bet.
Because grant funds don't mean they're free, people. It means that those are federal or state tax dollars, and yes, they came out of your other back pocket.
That, yeah, that's
not
true.
Just because it's not city money, it's still taxpayer
long
dollars
string.
With long strings and a lot of accounting stuff to go along with it. But it is nice to get it back in our community nonetheless.
You bet.
Yeah. So, all right. And I'm excited about another thing in Anderson. Over the last few years, we've gotten some new faces into the community with a new police chief, although Mike is not new anymore. He's been here, a couple?
Going on 4 years, I think.
Oh, wow.
Now.
Okay. So time flies when you're having fun. But we do have a new fire presence police chief or fire chief in town, Rick Weigel, who's, I think it's fun to watch the interaction between our security and our city and the community members. That they're all walking on the same page and working together, and it's kind of great to see that kind of cooperation. Not that we didn't have good cooperation before, but everybody seems like they're on the same page.
Yeah.
We've had some issues.
Yeah. Well, I think every city has its issues. And we've worked very hard to get all of our public safety, all of our city, going the same direction for its residents. And what Chief Weigel has brought, he brings a lot of career experience with how to run a modern fire department. And so we're doing some very good things over there. It should be noted, Anderson is their own fire district. But
Anderson Fire Protection District. I'm on that board.
Yes, you are, and we appreciate that. But so they serve outside of the city of Anderson, too. But they are our city fire department also, and we're very proud of that. But they're doing some things we've long needed. So right now in the South County, if you need a ladder truck for, to get on top of Walmart, for example, that's either had to come from Redding or Red Bluff if one was busy. So they have actually placed the order, as you know, for that new ladder truck.
It took me getting on the fire district board to make that happen. I jokingly said that because I was on the fire board many years ago. We needed a ladder truck then, and I left, and we just didn't get it done. And then I came back, and bingo, we did that. So I'm taking credit for that.
Well, and that's fantastic. It is.
It's great
all the way around, and I don't think people realize, we had a little structure fire at a vacant house here last couple weeks. The ladder truck may not be used, for example, to put a firefighter on the roof, but it'll also have a water monitor on the top so they can raise that up, not have to maybe put a firefighter on the roof, and can help extinguish those kind of things. So, but on the other hand, it'll help our local business, too, with their ISO insurance rating. So there's just a lot of positive things. And as we also work with people to come to town, those are questions they ask. What are your fire services like?
Exactly.
Do you have this
Huge.
Kind of equipment? And so that it's just a win-win all the way around. They're ramping up their medical program. They're ramping up their firefighting program. You're going to see an OES engine stationed there for Wildland that they'll be operating. So their partnerships have greatly increased. They're out there. They've obviously also been out working for Cal Fire in these events, too, with some of their extra crew, that they're participating in the overall region. And so just a lot of great things going on there. They've also ramped up their fire marshal program. We actually have sworn officers on the fire department also now for the arson fires or those things that involve fire department investigation. And I know already they're almost at 20 arrests already dealing in calls that they've had to deal with on the fire side. And that's fantastic.
And as it relates to the business side of doing things, we're doing some cooperative efforts from the fire district with the city of Anderson to make those inspections and do them in a more timely manner. Is when you're looking to have a business, we're going to be working together with the city of Anderson on that, I understand.
Yeah, we actually, right now, we're probably going to have a spot for the fire marshal in City Hall in the building department. So instead of the fire department's plans having to kind of go across the street there, across the alley, and sit on a desk over there, he'll be over in our building a couple days a week or as needed, and the building inspector and the fire marshal can go through things together, hopefully creating some efficiency and some timeliness in those plan reviews and those kind of things.
Because as we all know, one of the big complaints we hear from our businesses, and rightly so, is that we, as bureaucrats in cities and counties, and I don't, I mean, I say we, but people doing this, we sometimes fail to take into consideration that time is money. And those plans sitting 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 weeks, when they could maybe be turned around in a shorter process, every little bit we can help with makes a huge difference.
Well, a huge difference. And people need to understand, too, at a local level, we try and do what we can. But we have this state government who keeps enhancing the building code and the fire code. And it's good. It's for public safety. And we understand all that. But none of it ever creates shortness in the time of review. It adds elements to it. And so,
but there are things, Jeff, that we can do at the local level. And one of the things that I always used to encourage, I understand that there are a set of rules that come down to us as cities, counties, and special districts. Having said that, there is no requirement that we have to go beyond that.
Right. I totally agree.
So we do. And darn it, the fact is, as agencies, we like that little bit of extra power or whatever that goes through their brains when they're writing these reviews, mm-hmm. and they always want to add something a little bit more. And so we have to, whatever. But I have always said, come on, local agencies, don't add any more onto it. And I just think that's an important consideration. And the electeds in these different facilities, all the cities and the county, need to be holding the bureaucrats in those offices accountable. Stop justifying your job by adding a bunch of other rules.
Oh, I think you're
that's my message.
Well, I think you're going to find the city of Anderson's very much on board with that. I think you're going to find a lot of our staff, myself included, we've been with consultants on the private sector, so we're pretty private sector friendly and understanding to it because we've also worked there. We also understand the success of our community is getting those plans processed and returned so you can build.
How can we help you make this a reality?
You're
it
darn
creates
right.
jobs.
If you come through the doors in City Hall, you're there to spend money. Maybe it's to pay a bill, but maybe it's to bring in plans and create a new tax base, and we should be treating you as a customer and helping you achieve your goals, not just saying no or not just delaying your project.
Yeah, how can we make this difficult for you? And that's the attitude in so many planning departments across the state of California.
Well, it's become a government issue, you know, broadly, and so we do fight that. We really do. We want you in town. We want to help you achieve your goals. Anderson's a great place. We have building property available, whether you want to occupy an old building or build, you know, I-5 frontage on virgin ground. So
good. All right. Well, so we got a couple more things to talk about, and when we come back, and we'll break now for pay some bills and get some information.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
What do you get when you add Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin to an amazing lineup of guests on KCNR 1460 AM?
You get We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Join us anytime online at wethepeopleradio.us.
We the People Radio goes beyond the mainstream soundbites to bring you the entire story on politics, veterans affairs, land use, and private property rights. Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us, where we've always got environmental craziness, Agenda 21, Common Core, Foreign Affairs, and everything in between.
It's the most fun you can have while your blood pressure's going through the roof.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
A true country star and entertainer, Tracy Lawrence, live in concert. Are you ready for this, country fans? Friday, August 14th at 7:30 inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Come see country artist Tracy Lawrence. He's one of the most recognizable voices in country music with songs such as
I Marches On, Those Alibis and Lying Eyes. If you could paint me a Birmingham.
Tickets for this remarkable show start at just $20. Tracy's music continues to evolve and engage all generations of country music fans. Do not miss your chance to see Tracy Lawrence live in concert in the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center Friday, August 14th at 7:30 p.m.
Daddy's drinking beer, listening to the radio. Hank Williams sings for Elijah.
For tickets or to reserve a room in our luxurious hotel, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to WinRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend. Country music is better at the river.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
It's 8:48 KCNR 1460, 74 degrees on the way up to a high near the 100-degree mark under smoky skies. This portion of the program brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane, our firearms dealer of choice when it comes to selecting a new long gun or pistol, having the gunsmith work on guns, or buying ammo. John Bastiani provides himself on customer service and always having what the customer needs in stock and at fair prices. Bastiani Arms, 222-8222.
And welcome back to KCNR 1460 AM. This is our last section in on this Thursday morning program. It is Trish Clark. If you'd like to jump, give us a call and ask a question, if anything is a burning issue about the South County in any way, you can give us a call at 530-605-4567. And we're visiting this morning with the city manager from the city of Anderson, Jeff Keiser. So, we've talked about a lot of different issues this morning. Anything that you can think of we haven't covered that's important?
Well, I'd like to talk real quick about our sales tax measure and just kind of update the public on what's going on there and letting them know we're good to what we said we were going to do. So, we started collecting revenue, the half cent, in October. Moving forward, and so today we've hired three additional police officers. They are all out on the street on their own through their FTO programs and doing fantastic. In addition to that, we've hired we've actually started another canine, Chance, and so Chance is out on the street too. We're enhancing our non-uniformed also with another CSO position. So we are out there doing exactly what we said we would do with that money. And I think it's important for the public to know that. And you can see the difference in Anderson today. You see the police out more because really that's taken us from two on at any one time to three on. And I'm very proud of what the, you know, Chief Johnson has done with the police department and what the police department as a whole is out there doing.
And I think that, boy, I'm so glad you brought that up because it's important to note that I think as a community, you know, they put the faith in you. Nobody thought that would pass, and they did on a 50%. And I think it's great to for the people to understand that you're using the money in the manner that you said you would and that it's making a difference. Because there's no question, as we live in a community, fire department's a perfect example at this point in time. We didn't have the service we needed, and that was becoming very evident that the response time was not great. If we had a major issue going on, we weren't doing a real good job of covering that, and that's just a straight reality. We're doing something about that, and we're going better. But we also know that Anderson Fire Protection District has one of the lowest fees. I mean, the people in Anderson are not paying for their fire district.
No, they're not.
The people in the Anderson Fire Protection District are not paying for fire service. And that has shown.
Not only that, the Anderson Fire Department runs some of the most calls in the whole county.
They absolutely do. And so we're working real hard as an Anderson Fire Protection District, and I say that because just, you know.
You bet.
That I am on the fire board down there. We've brought on a professional fire chief. We're really shaping up. We see a real need. We've been hitting those reserves pretty heavy for the last few years. Just keeping a minimum of service. If we want to up that service to the community and continue to provide protection and that protection get better and have those things like ladder trucks and what have you, we're going to have to do some reassessing in the near future about how that's going to be paid for. But I think you're a great example. If they realize they're going to get something for their money, most people are willing to pay for that.
Well,
and I think we need to keep that in the back of our mind.
People need to have their faith in their local government that they're doing what they said they would do with the money.
Exactly.
And that they can see the results. So not only we added the three officers, we formed the POP team, or the problem-orientated policing. So that allows our officers to focus proactively on an issue and go deal with it. And we've been very successful with that. From various things, from drug enforcement to helping probation do some probation searches to keep our city safe and deal with those issues. We're also adding for the first time, I think in my career in the city of Anderson, somebody back to CINTIF, the local drug task force. So, I mean, just a lot of good things because, you know, they go away, they partner with the county and work with them and learn that, but then they come back to our agency with all that knowledge too. So just, it's just a very, very good thing that makes us a better city and dealing with those things that we didn't necessarily cause, AB 109. Some of the other, you know, recent legislation and laws that have passed that have made the police officer's job more difficult.
But paint the picture. I mean, the people in the city of Anderson were complaining about the lack of police service. We don't have this. We don't have that. You were very upfront and forthright with them and said, yeah, well, the reality is because of all these things that have been done to us and all those different issues, we don't have enough money to do that. But if you'll give us the money, we'll do this, 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 and this, and now you've done it.
That's and we will continue to do that. And looking at some things that I can put on the website to show specific money collected with that sales tax and what it's going to. So we're going to be very proactive with that. That's very important to not only city employees but our electeds.
And our public safety issues in our communities are bottom line, the most important thing we do. Other things, I mean, it's very nice to have amenities and walking paths and libraries and all that, but if you're not safe getting there and you're not safe using them and you don't have good police and fire protection, all those amenities are not,
are not
going to mean much.
Well,
so that has to be at the top of the agenda, taking care of those public safety issues.
Well, as we strive to be a quality family community, that's got to rise to the top.
It absolutely has to rise. Because if all those things are in place, you feel safe with your family out on the streets and going to the park and going to the library and going all these different places. If you don't feel safe, it doesn't make any difference how many amenities you have.
And that's why I think it's important, too, to recognize what Camping World's trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to also make their business safe for people to bring there for business and be a deterrent so that element doesn't want to come there at all. And so we appreciate that partnership and those kind of things.
Well, and we've been very fortunate in South County over the last few years that we've got a couple of those nice businesses along with Camping World. You have B&B RV Sales. Both of those are you know, huge.
Who's expanding?
Yeah.
And B&B has an equally strong security system. They've just done it differently. And so that should be recognized. There's many ways to get there, and each is doing their own thing. But B&B is actually doubling their size. You're going to see them take over the next lot to the north. And then that leaves one more there on the north end of Automall Drive. And we're seeing plans right now for an additional RV sales to come in there. So you're really going to have a one-stop shop for your RV needs there in Anderson.
You know, and those of you who know me for a long time have heard me talk about this a long time. I started promoting the need for, like, a Camping World when I was on the Board of Supervisors. And, in fact, we got it located. They had it designated to go there on Knighton Road. And then when that building became vacant down in the city of Anderson, they changed their plans and decided to open up in Anderson, which I'm a resident of Anderson. I don't have a problem with that.
I like that
sales tax.
Yeah.
It's great. But the reality is, on any given day, if you just sit and watch the freeway, I've always maintained I-5 causes us more problems as far as our air quality, the transient population, just everything, the road, everything about that much traffic coming through your community costs you money.
Sure it does.
And the reality is we need to figure out a way to get some of those people off of the freeway to spend some money on their way. And so we strive to do this throughout Shasta County, make this a destination point, make this a place. And you can just sit there and count the RVs that go up and down I-5 on a daily basis. And you got three great areas there. I mean, look up and down the freeway where Camper World is and in down in the valley and Rincon and those places. You get those people off. They stop and have lunch. They shop at your grocery stores. They fill up their ice chest. They get gas. They do everything.
But I think we even have it better than them because I believe we're the gateway to a lot of the recreation. We're the gateway to Lassen and to Trinity and all these other things. So even though they have some similarities, I think we're even better. And I think it's, yes, I-5 has some negativity that goes with it, but it has a lot of positive too. And so you've seen us,
you know,
for example.
We've got to take advantage of it.
Right, exactly. And that's why we've built the off-ramp down at Deschutes, to get those people off, to get them in our community, to spend some of their money as they're going through. And so we totally agree. And you're going to see us out there aggressively doing some of those things and trying to, you know, put that sales tax basis in that makes us a better community.
Sometimes people don't understand when you do things to, I can remember way back when Burger King and McDonald's started talking. I'm trying to remember which one was first. I think it was Burger King. The people just didn't understand. Oh, you're not putting a sign up that high and you can't possibly bring them in and put our local hamburger joints out of business and what have you. And you got to understand, again, what we're talking about. When you put those signs up high and you get that traveling public into your community, they didn't put the local hamburger joint out of business. Bartels is alive and well and has been
strong,
forever and
years,
going strong. And so when they threatened to recall me because I insisted that we put that Burger King sign way up there where you could see it off the freeway, darn it, didn't McDonald's just build right next to it? We've got that fast food corridor there. They love competition, and it just brings more people in and more choices. And they're all doing well there.
Well, and that's how we survive.
That's exactly right. Hey, Jeff, it's been great having you in. I love it when I can call you at the last minute and say, hey, come have a conversation with me.
Anytime.
The Shasta County is a great place to live, and there's more than one community. Not everybody lives in Redding, so we like to highlight the South County from time to time. Hope you enjoy listening to it because you get an opportunity to hear my side of things every Thursday, and I love doing this show. So, this is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. Carl and Linda will be back tomorrow, and thanks for joining us, and have a great day.
I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my...
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. The GOP's first official presidential debate is tonight. Just 10 of the 17 high-profile candidates were invited to take part, with the remaining 7 to take part in a pre-debate forum instead. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul tells CBS's This Morning he's looking forward to the official debate.
I don't believe in hurling insults, but I'm a big believer in, you know, mixing it up. We ought to know the differences between the candidates, and let's see how much substance we can have come forward.
Businessman Donald Trump, former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, and Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker are among the other candidates who will share the stage tonight. Also on SRNNews.com, CNN and the Democratic National Committee announced the network will host the first Democratic presidential debate in Nevada. It will take place on October 13th. CNN also is hosting 3 Republican debates, the first of which will be held on September 16th. The Indian Ocean Islands.